This is CliffCentral.com.
Please note that the views expressed and the advice provided in this show are for general advice and entertainment purposes only. Nothing stated should be treated as a substitute for your own independent legal advice based on your own specific facts and objectives. Therefore, the presenter and CliffCentral.com accept no liability of any nature whatsoever, either expressed
law like you've never heard it before. The Laws of Life with Gary Hertzberg on CliffCentral.com.
Hot diggity dog, I'm Gary Hertzberg, and this is the Laws of Life on CliffCentral.com. Alongside me today, Lionel
What an introduction. Hello, Gary, and hello to our podcasters. It is Tuesday. The swaggest legal show is on.
Cool. And today's show is about barking dogs.
What?
Yep. And how the incessant barking of a neighbor's dog can drive you insane. Now, as you know, Lions, in this dog-eat-dog world, every dog has its day.
Mm-hmm.
And there are times when a dog's barking can be quite melodic.
Where did you get this one?
Now, hold on a second, Lyle. We got to be fair. There are cat lovers out there.
Oh, yes.
That don't want to feel left out. So here's one for you guys. Yeah.
Cool. How cute.
Anyone living in the dark ages that doesn't know that this very song is called Despacito by Justin Bieber. Let's play you the actual original.
Come and move that in my direction. So thankful for that. It's such a blessing, yeah. Turn every situation into heaven, yeah. Oh, you are my sunrise on the darkest day. Got me feeling some kind of way. Make me wanna savor every moment.
Slowly.
You fit me, tailor me, love how you put it on. Got the only key, know how to turn it on. The way you never lie, my ear, the only words I wanna hear.
I think I prefer the dog version.
How could you, Gary? How? That is so harsh.
Now, Lines, I've got something. We've got a ton of Afrikaans listeners. Ray Green, who's the founder of Legal Talk, is completely bilingual, speaks Afrikaans fluently. He has one for him. Marina, I'm sorry, we don't have a Greek version.
I'm leaving.
Oh yeah, how could they?
Marina, give us a Greek. Sing it in Greek.
No, I certainly won't be doing that.
She's a great lawyer. I don't know if she's a good singer.
No, not.
Excellent. So, Lions, those are a few light moments on barking dogs.
Yes.
But truthfully, there are times when there could be nothing more aggravating. I think that all of us have experienced it and do experience it. And the reason we run these shows is because we see the threads and the postings coming through from thousands of people, what to do about the barking dog next door. So to discuss the law, we have attorney Marina Constas. She's a director of BBM Attorneys and their website bbmlaw.co.za. She's a specialist in sectional title matters.
Mm.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Gary.
Also, she specializes in neighbors' squabbles.
Yes. And there are many.
Throw that in. Yeah.
That's why I'm busy.
I can just imagine South Africa. We live in another country altogether.
Actually, I want to give Marina a bit of a punch. She's the co-author of a book called Demystifying Sectional Title.
Oh, brilliant.
With a third edition on the way.
Oh, good. We look forward to that.
Thank
you. I've got the others, or I think you gave me one or whatever. Lines, our Facebook page is The Laws of Life with Gary Hertzberg. You always say,
you can give us a like and we will make it a point that we find somebody. Oh, wait a minute. I didn't say. You basically can touch base with us by any legal topic that you would like us to talk about. We'll find a legal mind to actually unpack the complexity of the subject matter, just so that you get to understand it far much better. Or you can touch base with us on @HertzLaw, HERTZLAW. That's where you can also just give us a like and touch base. Say hello. If you want us to talk about something, give us a topic. We'll find
Lodge,
your legal specialist.
You really
specialist.
Are a cute guy, I tell you. You're really
thank
sweet.
You.
Thank you, Lodge. Excellent. Okay, on the line, we have a lady called Elby who, she says, she has an old needy bastard of a dog and two playful puppies. What's going on? Elby, hi.
Hi, Gary.
Yeah.
My old needy bastard Diesel.
Yes.
Was a 10-year-old Dashi. When I originally posted that message, I think it would have been around March or April. And unfortunately, Diesel passed away a couple of months later.
Oh, shame.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, so the old bastard of a dog is no more.
He was really old bastard, and we will remember him as such. But yes. The gist of it is he was very codependent on people, being around people all the time, not so much around other dogs. If he got attached to one dog, it would be one dog that he would sit with, or if there were people around, he was always looking for a lap. So my dear old Dashi had this annoying habits of perching himself at the back door whenever I left the house, and would literally bark from the moment I left up until the moment I returned.
Aww.
So that was a problem at some stage, because obviously whenever you go out to visit a friend, or you go out for dinner, or you're just at work, my neighbor actually runs a hair salon from her house, and she constantly had complaints of Diesel disturbing her clients, or even her toddler that was asleep during the day.
Yeah, but maybe she shouldn't have been running a business from her house. That's the other issue. So she shouldn't be pointing fingers, unless she did have, I doubt, Marina, whether she would have had
consent
some...
consent use, maybe.
Maybe. What are you in, a townhouse development, or...
In a freestanding, it's all freestanding homes, but they're built in a complex setup.
Yeah.
So it's not a gated community or anything, but the homes are very, very close to each other, to the point where if I open my bathroom window, I'm literally looking into my neighbor's property. Yeah. So
do they see you in the bathroom? That's my worry.
Luckily not. We had a slanted slope, so they are higher up than I am.
Where are you, LB? Which town are you in?
I'm in Nelspruit.
Okay, beautiful.
Beautiful province.
Yeah. Wow, you lucky fish. Do dogs bark there, or do they just lie in the sun and soak it up?
Oh, well, that's another thing, is we have a various... we've got a big variety of pets in our spread. And we also have natural occurring wildlife here as well. So we have little dagger geese and feral cats and leopards and stuff, everything that goes into the wild nature reserves around us. So there's also the problem with the feral cats that come into our properties as well. But in my area specifically, we are the majority of the homeowners here have dogs, and barking is a thing. It's a thing where, especially in the street that I live in, the sound waves travel because it's in a it's a wide open space. So then the sound really travels. So if one dog way up the street has something to say, the rest will respond in harmony. So
they sing in harmony.
Nothing, there's no, daar is geen skinner story wat nie vertel gaan word nie. Everyone knows everyone's business all the time.
Yeah, and the dogs pass on the message.
Like they must have gotten that from the owners as well.
Okay, so now you wrote in and you said, you had a few questions. You said, are my dogs allowed to bark? How long are they allowed to bark? And is it reasonable that I can have dinner and be home by 9:30 to make sure they're not barking anymore? Is that too late? And you had a whole lot of questions that you asked. And you've come to the right place because you're going to get another dog that's going to bark as well. So, is jy gereed for die antwoorde? Can we bring in Marina?
Hi, how are you, Elvie?
Okay, so Marina's our guest attorney and she specializes in this kind of law. What's going on, Marina? What do we do here?
Okay, so Gary, the thing is that I suppose it's all about, again, respecting the neighbors and just ensuring that everybody has access to the peaceful and undisturbed possession of their property. So there are two ways that the law regulates animals. So that's dogs, birds, cats, etc. And that's through an act called the Environmental Conservation Act. And that act is quite clear in that it talks about incessant barking and if there's disturbance of the peace in terms of barking, and it really refers to the reasonableness of how long the barking takes place for, then that act would kick in and an owner who would have been upset by your old dog would have been able to then go to the local municipality and put a complaint in writing, and a noise official would come out and actually see for himself or herself how objectively the barking affects the neighbors, and because it can, I mean, barking can be torturous, we all know that, but there are certain souls on this planet that are more sensitive than others. You know, some people say, well, it barked all day, in the meantime it barked for 2 minutes, the dog. That's the one thing. Then there's a second.
Now let's just stop you for a sec before you move on. This noise official, he's called from the noise control unit.
Yeah.
Does every council have one? They should.
Yes, they should. They should.
I mean, do they actually go out to every barking dog? I doubt they'd have enough officials.
Well, I have been regaled with stories of officials not being able to come because of petrol issues, but they should have them, and they do have them, and you can go a little bit higher in council if they don't come, because they are supposed to come. And interestingly enough, the highest penalty is through this act, because a dog owner with a dog who incessantly barks can be fined up to 20,000 rand.
Wow.
So wait a second, Marina. Lange, you wanted to chip in there.
No, because, I was actually one of those customers. Yeah, and we used to play music. So we used to have like the municipality coming in with their devices just to actually see if then their volume does not actually exceed the limit that we are supposed to actually have.
They measure the decibels.
That's right, yeah. So they do actually come, and I've seen.
I think that, is it the, who do you contact? Is it the metro you contact, or who
it's
gets
your local, it's your municipality.
But which department?
I would suppose noise control. There's a noise control department. I'm not sure where it is in every municipality is different. So whilst you've got an act which is governed by a municipality, the other side of it are your bylaws, which you can always rely on. Yeah. And interestingly enough,
Marina, sorry to cut. What is the fine for a noisy dog? If they find that your dog is noisy, a nuisance?
If that control officer goes out and establishes that there is indeed a nuisance, a written notice goes to the owner to say, look, it is a nuisance, you need to stop the dog somehow.
Yeah. How do they do, what are people expected to do? Put their dog down?
Well,
I mean,
look,
we love,
you know,
our pets.
Yeah,
so who wants to?
You usually find a pet that barks incessantly is either bored or stressed, and I think there are a lot of vets. I know when I had two Labradors who barked quite a lot, we got them collars from a vet, which was sort of aromatherapeutic, which were fine for about a week, but then they both chewed each other's collars off, so that didn't help us. So you've got to do something. I mean, you've got to do something. So that's what it says. And if you don't do what they ask you to do to stop, then the 20,000 rand fine or up to 2 years in prison. I've never seen that. I've never seen any dog owner being hauled off to prison. But you never know. It's always the first time for everything.
Or a 20,000 rand fine. Hectic. Yes. We should have got a pet psychologist on this show to tell us how to calm your pet down. But I've also read articles, and I think, you want to talk, Albie? How do you,
I just want to interject something, right? Up from the time I made that comment, you can hear my babies at the back there.
Yeah.
They've grown up. They were 6 months old and like between eight weeks and 6 months old back then. they are now both basically almost full grown. And the two puppies, I've noticed, obviously I could train them from earlier on to be quieter and so on, and monitor the behavior, which is easier to do when they're puppies than when you're trying to teach an old dog new tricks.
Mm.
But what I've basically learned from everything is you have to keep dogs stimulated as much as possible to keep them occupied.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously correct their behavior as soon as you find that they do something you don't like. But the thing is, people don't really buy toys for their dogs anymore because they believe, no, a dog should be happy with one tennis ball or one stick. And if they eat it up or they destroy it, no, then they're not supposed to have toys because they just destroy it anyway. So I just started to invest in a variety of them and found a few things that worked. Some heavy-duty industrial rubber chew toys for them. And my one puppy, after she destroyed my couch, she is now completely occupied with that chew toy. She never goes anywhere without it. And it actually stops her from barking because it's too much of an effort to let go of the toy to actually start barking at something. So as long as you keep your dogs occupied and stuff, that really helps with the barking. And also to see what they are barking at, because at first I didn't really take any notice, so I just allowed them to bark at whatever they wanted. But after some time, you actually notice there are certain things that you discourage them from barking at and other things you leave them alone. And the one thing that I'm letting them bark at that is obviously my neighbor's cats. Because my neighbor's cats come into my property and they try to break into the bunny cage. They relieve themselves in my front garden. They completely destroyed my vegetable patch. So it's to a point where I'm not even allowing my dogs to go to the front yard because I don't want them to make a mess around the car or go into the garage. But now the neighbor's cats go in there and they climb up the shelves. And they actually bumped off. My boyfriend keeps his gym equipment in the garage. And we had to move the weights because she bumped off one of the dumbbells and it actually fell onto my car.
Wait.
So,
Albie, can I ask you something? How many dogs have you got?
I've got two.
Two, because that's just something else that comes up in the bylaws as well. Particularly, I've read the Joburg bylaws. It says in a house you only allowed four dogs, and I suppose that can also make an impact on the barking. If you've got six dogs barking or two, it's more reasonable to have two than so many.
Let's talk about, while we have Marina, let's talk about bylaws, which are the laws of the municipality.
Yes.
You're in Mbombela, is that what it's called, Nelspruit?
Yes, and what I've learned about Mbombela is we have a noise department, but there's no one that actually mediates noise complaints here. If they want to get someone to investigate, they have to get them all the way from the Eshlanzeni district in I think it's Witbank or close there. So for them, it's literally a mission to come here to do noise complaints. That's one thing that I've learned is also why we have a huge problem regarding fireworks and stuff like that, because there's literally no one that's enforcing noise or any of the bylaws regarding noise.
And there are good bylaws in your area.
Yeah, let's talk about them, Marina. I think you've picked them up.
Yeah, right. Basically, yes. I mean, in noise disturbance, it says that no person shall keep or harbor any animal or bird in which manner may disturb or hinder the comfort, convenience, or quiet of the public. And the contravention of that, the fines would be, okay, it's not a great deal of money, it's 300 Rand, can't exceed 300 Rand, or you're liable for a 12-month prison sentence. So that's unfortunate, you know, and that's.
But I think they can also fine you per day. I think there's a fine per day. They've got to give you a notice to make your bird, your whatever animals keep kind of quiet. And if you don't, I think you can be fined 200 Rand a day for so long as it continues.
Wow.
Yeah. That's in Nelspruit, your area. So there you go. Yeah.
I think it's also very important. I've over the time that I've had my dogs, and I'm not from Nelspruit originally. I came from Joburg, so I bought this house because I was able to keep dogs here. I always wanted to have my own pets. And the thing is, if you want to have a pet, I've realized that they are children. Because sometimes they sneak out, sometimes they're noisy, sometimes they eat anything and everything they want to, sometimes they are disobedient, and other times they are your golden child that you just want to show to everyone. So if you want to have a pet, whether it's a cat or a dog, my neighbor and I have come to an agreement where she doesn't complain about my dogs barking, which they now do very minimally, and I don't complain about her cats in my property. But the major thing that people, I wish people would realize, is it's all about tolerance and deciding whether it's worth it. Is it worth for me to have a complaint about her cats in my property? Is it worth for her going to the cops or whoever to come and find me because of my dogs? Because in the end, if you can control your dogs at least to the best of your ability, at least attempt something, people are more likely to accept that, and then they won't be as upset that one time that your dog makes a noise, okay, or that cool. time that the cat comes into your property.
Albie, don't run away. I wanted to ask Marina some legal issues. Just stay on the line with us if you don't mind. Marina, sure. Can the body corporate stop me from bringing dogs into my unit?
Yes, it depends on the body corporate rules, first of all. So the model rules in any body corporate, if they haven't tailor-made their rules, says that you can have a dog or a cat or a bird with the written consent of the trustees, which consent can be, which can't be unreasonably withheld. And also there's certain conditions that go onto that as well, which they can. And they can revoke that consent as well if your dog misbehaves in any way. There are bodies corporate which have said, no pets allowed. And that's, again, by the special resolution when you're amending your rules. If 75% of owners don't want dogs or cats or whatever birds in a complex, they can put that into their rules to say no pets allowed.
And that's that. That's the end of that.
That's it.
Yeah.
A lot of complexes, you know, the representatives agree that sometimes the dogs that are already there can remain, but that no new pets can be brought in. Look, I think it's quite a pity. There's so many complexes that are not pet friendly, and that is a pity.
Yeah, Albie, we're going to let you go because there's a bit of a noise on the line. Many thanks for your contribution. We appreciate it. And go
it's
well.
My pleasure. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks so much. Good.
All right.
Marina.
Just a new, just a provision which is going to really be has been welcomed in the new sectional title legislation, is that guide dogs and assistance dogs are now allowed in complexes without the trustees having to consent to that.
Beautiful,
excellent.
Yeah,
you were last here over a year ago, and the new ombudsman had been appointed. Tell us about the Ombuds office. Just give us the full title and how's it working there at the moment?
Well, the Community Scheme Ombuds Service has been in place and has properly been effectively operating from January 2017. The legislation came in October 2016. And I think that it's had its teething problems, but by all accounts, they've been thousands of disputes that have been mediated and adjudicated.
So, sorry, just so our listeners can follow this.
Yes.
If you have a problem with your neighbour, is that what this is about?
Yes.
Or the body corporate?
Yes.
You can go to the Ombud and he'll mediate it for
that's
you.
That's it.
Yeah.
You can.
Let's say you've got a problem with a managing agent where you pay it money and now they're disputing to refund you. This is the place to go to.
Yes, you can take that to the Ombud as well. They do have jurisdiction over the managing agent, and it's like R100 if you approach the Ombud.
I mean, have they got, let's talk Johannesburg. Yes. Do they have time to deal with all these thousands of matters?
And well, the Joburg office is at the Estate Agency Affairs Board. It's right there. And in this last quarter, they've done about, well, it's nearly 1,400 disputes that they've either resolved or that have gone on then to be adjudicated.
What about barking dogs? Can you go there?
Of course, yes. Yeah, absolutely.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and your cat jumping over the fence. And
there you go. But you know, you've got to have evidence. There's so many of my clients have got all these long, sad, woeful tales to tell. But the fact of the matter is you can't just go there and it's my word against yours. You know, you need to build a case. Even though lawyers are not allowed at the ombud in the dispute resolution, you need to have built a proper case.
Can the ombud actually give you an award, a money award, if you're...
Yes.
Yes, they can.
Well, they'll give you an award for a specific performance, or if it's in a rear levy matter, they'll give you...
What happens if your cat jumps over the wall and scratches their furniture? Can you get an award?
No. That would be a damages claim, and
that's
would be
a small claims court or whatever.
Yes.
Okay, so the ombud is the place to go. It's free, or it's R100,000, whatever. Yes. And you get good justice there. Do you recommend that?
You know, I think at the moment, I must say, and quite honestly speaking, it's been a mixed bag. We've had some very, very good awards, and then there's been some odd ones where they go on appeal. But I give them a bit more time. They're recruiting. There's a talent acquisition policy that they've put into place. So, yeah, give it a bit of time, and I think that will be the place to go.
Cool. Oh. Before we say goodbye to everyone, anything on the barking dogs?
Literally.
Despacito. Have we exhausted the barking dogs?
Yes, I think so. And again, I think it's a case of mutual respect from people.
What about anything exciting that we as tenants or landlords should know about? You've got a minute to tell us. Anything that's happening that you're involved in?
Well, if you're a tenant, the important thing is that you are now covered by the community scheme ombud, whereas before you had no legal relationship with the body corporate. Mm-hmm. So Lionel tenants as well can go off to the ombud on issues regarding the body corporate.
Brilliant. Yeah.
And your neighbour, any problems with your neighbour, that's the place to go if you want it sorted out.
Yep, I would agree.
But shouldn't you start with your caretaker? Internally.
Well, you start internally with the process by approaching the person, putting it in writing, creating a paper trail. So, you know, the ombud doesn't really want every Tom, Dick and Harry banging on its door. Mm. You need to try to exhaust internal remedies. And they'll ask you on the form that you fill out, what have you done to look at this matter internally? Yeah. And that's where a robust set of trustees can be helpful.
I've got that song stuck in my head.
Me too.
You spattered.
Well, many thanks to all of you. Thank you, Lionel. Thank you, Marina.
Thank
and
you.
To our wonderful listeners who are really with us all the way every week. We appreciate this. See you next Tuesday, is it, Lionel?
Yeah, much love. Bye.
Cheers to it.
Law, like you've never heard it before. The Laws of Life with Gary Hertzberg on cliffcentral.com. This is cliffcentral.com.